The Atlantic hurricane season comes to its merciless end today. Marvin Hinton is standing by in the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald with a look back. Good morning.
Good morning, Wanda, and good morning, everyone. This hurricane season concludes in a busier-than-expected year, punctuated by one of the most damaging storms on record, Hurricane Sandy. As WLRN's Phil Latzman tells us, a no-show weather pattern from the Pacific may be to blame for an unusual 6 months.
When it began, forecasters at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration predicted a near-normal season of anywhere between 9 and 15 named storms. The final number turned out to be 19, with most systems, including the season's only major hurricane, Michael, spinning out in the ocean and posing little threat to land. Isaac in late August and Sandy in late October were the notable exceptions. The National Hurricane Center's Dennis Feltkin says a visitor from the Pacific never showed up.
We expected El Nino to develop, at least by the middle of the season. And, of course, El Nino tends to suppress hurricane activity by increasing the wind shear across the tropics. Well, El Nino never really materialized, so as a result, we had basically a neutral year, which allowed for a fairly active pattern.
That active pattern shifted west with the jet stream late in the season, allowing Sandy to brush by Florida and follow its destructive course to the northeast, a path Feltkin says forecasters have never seen in more than 150 years of tracking storms. I'm Phil Latzman in Miami.
Just like Miami's wake-up call in 1992 with Andrew, people in New York and New Jersey now know they may be in the crosshairs of the next big storm. A recent study shows that evacuating for hurricanes may have lethal consequences for some aging populations. That's according to a report in the American Journal of Alzheimer's Disease and Other Dementias. The study focused on Hurricane Gustav, which at the time forced the largest evacuation in Louisiana history. The study found that evacuees with severe dementia suffered a dramatically higher mortality rate than normal. Lisa Brown is a professor of aging at the University of South Florida and was one of the lead authors on the study. She says the evacuation dangers can be a particular problem in Florida, where many older nursing homes were built on the water.
And so they were located there initially to take advantage of the cool breezes in the summer because they didn't have central air conditioning. But now that that's not an issue, we need to think about putting people in safe places where evacuation is not needed in case of an emergency.
Brown theorizes that the increase in deaths comes from the general stresses of mass evacuation and disruption in day-to-day care. The Miami Heat just squeaked past San Antonio last night, 105-100. The Spurs were without the team's three best players after coach Greg Popovich sent them home to rest. For more news, go to WLRN.org. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Marva Hinton. Now back to Wanda Miles.
Coming up in today's StoryCorps, a pastor recalls a funeral and a favor that led him to a lifetime of educating people about AIDS and helping those who suffer from it.